Started with our next speaker, Nastasia Herold, and she's going to talk about indigenous language preservation through collaborative open access attempts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, so you know already the topic, and to give you a practical, to make it more practical, I will give you in this topic the example of the Wikipedia project of the Atikamekw First Nation, and to locate them. The Atikamekw, oh, it's not, you can't see it, okay, there, oh, they're here. So it's in the northwestern from Montreal and Quebec City. It looks small, but it has the double size of Switzerland, so it's not that small. And yeah, it's in Quebec, Canada. There are 8,000 people that are members of this First Nation, and they live mainly in three communities. They have three communities on their territory, and 97% of the Atikamekw speak Atikamekw as their first language, as their mother language, and 98% of them use it regularly at home. So this is the highest percentage for a First Nation language in Canada, and it shows also that all the generations use this language actively. To talk just quickly about this, the words collaborative open access. Open access means that you can access the data on the web for free, and you can use the data for free. And collaborative, as we all know, means teamwork, working together, different knowledge come together. The Atikamekw language, or as they call it, Atikamekw Neromowin, is traditionally an oral language. And in 1994, they had their first publication, their first official orthography that was published. And they have a bilingual school system since 1992, which means that in the primary school, they are alphabetized in their own language, in Atikamekw. And it's like 90% of the first grade is in Atikamekw, 10% is in French. So they start to learn French orally, and then in the sixth grades of the primary school, it goes the Atikamekw get less and less, and the French gets up. So at the end, they have almost all the lessons only in French. To be prepared for the secondary school, because in the secondary school, they only speak they are educated only in French, and what is important to know is the young people, like the teenagers, the students under each other, they always talk Atikamekw, so that's their communication. But the younger people, they put a lot of French words in their language. In 2012, I went the first time to Manawan. This is one of the three communities of the Atikamekw, and since that, I go there every year for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And in 2018, I spent 5 months there to do research on their language situation in Manawan. And there it came very clear that the communication has changed also in Manawan, like it's in the most parts of the world. So before, the communication was orally. Now the communication is mainly is very much on the web, on the internet. And so I was thinking, okay, where is? Well, I knew that they use on the web only French. So everything they use is in French. So I was looking for websites that have Atikamekw on it, and that's it. And the Facebook interface is in French. It doesn't exist in Atikamekw yet, but they text to each other in Atikamekw, but they do a lot of code switching on Facebook, more than they would do orally. So I was thinking about the language use. When you have the face-to-face communication, that's orally. But when you communicate online, it's mainly written. Not always, we know YouTube and everything, but mainly it is written. And so I was thinking, okay, what kind of project can we do so the Atikamekw kids, the younger people that change their way to communicate, how can we help them keeping their language? And I came to the conclusion that if you want to maintain this language, you have to promote also the written language, because that's the new communication way. So I was thinking about a project that we could start in Manawan, where the young Atikamekw, with a tool or with a website that the young Atikamekw really would use actively, dictionaries, for example. They don't care about dictionaries. They wouldn't use it. It's great projects, but why should they use it for? And also was important that the young Atikamekw can contribute to the project by themselves, and it is important that it's open access, so they can have access from everywhere they are, and also that it's free. And so I thought, okay, Wikipedia, that's the conclusion, that's a solution to find project. And Wikipedia is a multilingual web-based free encyclopedia based on a model of openly editable viewable content, a wiki. Wiki in Hawaiian is from the Hawaiian language and means fast. And and the owner is the Wikimedia Foundation. That's the foundation behind all these projects like Wikipedia, Wikicommons, and so on. So we started this project in the secondary school in Manawan with the oldest classes, with the oldest grades, so 11th and 12th grade. And we did that in the computer science lessons. So the first thing we did, because we started in 2013, I was still there, and the first thing we did was teaching them how they write a wiki, which code do you need, and also what rules are there on Wikipedia. And we asked them if they use Wikipedia. They said yes, but we use it in French because it doesn't exist in Atikamekw. And we told them, we asked them to write in the lessons, in the classes, only cultural topics. And we told them, once you know how to do it and you're at home, you can write an article about AC/DC or the favorite hockey team or whatever. But in the classes, it was cultural Atikamekw topics. And well, what they told us was, yeah, that's a nice project, but we learned to write in Atikamekw in the primary school, but since that, in the secondary school, there was nobody teaching us how to do it, nobody correcting us. We do write in Atikamekw, that's on Facebook, but nobody cares in which way. I mean, you probably know it, how you write it, how you text your family or friends, and that's not actually, often it's not the right orthography. So they didn't, they said it's one thing to text on Facebook, but another thing to write in kind of scientific article on Wikipedia that will be published. So they were intimidated, they were scared, they were not, like, they were kind of afraid. So we were thinking, okay, what can we do? And what we did is asking the language guardians in Manawan, who know the orthography, but who are also elders who really know the language, to come to the computer science lessons and be there for them, and giving them courage, helping them out with the texts, and and they came, and they still do. Until today, they still do that. And in that way, after the first year, we had 120 articles published in Atikamekw. And so now I will give you some technical information. If you want to do a Wikipedia in your community with your own language, you unfortunately cannot just make a new Wikipedia. Wikimedia doesn't allow that. They want you to first do a test wiki. And this is in the incubator. And so that's like a test wiki. So in this test wiki, you create new articles, and you have to improve, you have to prove that there are different people working on it and not just one person. So there has to be a Wikipedia community, and you need to work constantly, and you have to prove that you also edit other articles in your language. For example, you put pictures on it, you do references, you do links, and so on. So you have to prove to Wikimedia that this is an ongoing project. And what is also nice on this test wiki is that you can also find the rules for your community. So for example, the Attica Mac, they said, well, we have this not a problem, but we have two dialects and we want both dialects to be represented on the Wikipedia. So what they did is for all the articles, this is Names. Names means fish. So they first write Manawan Wemotashi, which is one dialect, and Obijiwan, which is the other dialect. And this was, for example, written by a person from Manawan, so she would write her article in her dialect. And so that is one of the one of our solutions. And another rule on Wikipedia, on the Atikamekw Wikipedia, is the references. You know it from the English, maybe, Wikipedia, or German or French Wikipedia, that the references always have to be links to a website or a book. But the Atikamekw said, well, but our knowledge, our cultural knowledge, is transmitted orally. And that's how we do it. And we want that oral transmission is part of our Wikipedia. So a rule on on the Atikamekw Wikipedia is that you can do an oral reference. All right, also part of the test wiki is that you have to translate the interface, and you do that on Translate Wiki. And this is a challenge because it's very hard to put these two universes, indigenous and computer, together. So we ask elders and other people who know the language very well to come together. And we invited people from Wikimedia Canada. This, for example, he's the president of Wikimedia Canada, and they came and they did it word by word. So these two guys here from Wikimedia Canada, they explained what the word means. For example, incubator. I never had an idea what this is. So words like this, they explained what it is. And then the Atikamekw discussed to find together a translation for it. And they did it face to face like this, but sometimes also with video conferences. Examples are, it was very important because the French and English has this male and female thing, but this is not in the grammar of the Atikamekw. They have animate and inanimate, like most Amerindian languages have. And for example, the word mouse, abigushish in Atikamekw, is the animal, but they said, well, but we don't want the computer mouse to be animate. It has to be inanimate. So they were looking for another word. And gun is the suffix for any device, for anything. So they said, okay, we want the word to be magunagan, which means device to press. Or for example, the word click never existed in Atikamekw. So they got explained, okay, that means when you want something to be changed. So they said, okay, the word will be to get something changed. That means click. And also folder. they took the suffix "wush," which is the suffix for everything where you can put something in it. So a wardrobe has the suffix "wush," or a box. And so they said "mazinaikani wush," and this means container for writings. So that's just some of the examples. And yeah, and after 800 translations, Wikimedia Canada finally gave us the permission to have our own Wikipedia. The Atikamekw, they say Wikipedia, so that's their way to write it. And yeah, that's the main page, the home page. And you can see here that there are some pictures too that you can see. So they have cultural content, so they needed to do cultural. You can find these pictures on Wiki Commons. So they did a photo chase where you could win gift cards for iTunes or Netflix, for example, for the best pictures that are uploaded on with Atikamekw cultural content. And so they did a photo chase, and so people uploaded, for example, historical pictures, pictures of natural phenomena, pictures of places, important places for them on their territory, important buildings. This is, for example, the fire station in Manawan, animals of their territory, traditional activities. These are snowshoes, for example. Or events like public events. So now they're still doing a lot for their project. They're giving workshops, and they promote their project very much. And they're also giving conferences, congress speeches. I'm here because they don't speak English, but for French conferences, it's only them who are going. So you only see Atikamekw people there. And so it's really, it got really their project. I'm not doing anything anymore there. It's all their project. And and for the end, I wanted to say something that I think is very important. No matter on what wonderful technology projects we work on, in a specific language, we should never forget that there are human beings, there are language communities behind every language. And this is very important always to keep in mind, and because there was one rule that I didn't tell you about yet, that I haven't told you about yet, because the Atikamekw said, well, oral transmission for us, oral speech, oral language is sacred for us. We don't want all of our topics to be on the web. And sacred for them are healing plants and sacred ceremonies. So the rule is that you will not find anything about these topics on their Wikipedia. And so that's how I want to finish. Everything, if you want to do a Wikipedia, you can always have in mind that it's your Wikipedia and it's your culture and your rules that will do this. And yeah, so these are my references. Miigwech, mahalo. Thank you very much for your attention.
If you like, you can take the
questions. Are there any questions? Yes.
I had a question. How do you practically, how do you do the oral references?
I hope, I'm connected to the internet. I can show you that. We have you can see it. I will just find it and explain it while I'm talking. So we give, we show how people can the rules, like we show the rules, and there's also the citation rules. Okay, here it is. I'll put it here. So there are the rules, it's all explained here. It's still in French. And there is a how to put references in it. Okay, you understand it. It's in French. And then you have down here oral source, and then it's just explained how you do it. So
you basically upload an oral file.
No, you just put the name. You put the name of the elder. That was your source,
okay.
And the date of the interview, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, and your own name, sure.
So does that require that the elder actually agrees to, gives consent for being cited on Wikipedia? Do they know that they are the source of what's going to end up online?
I don't really know, but actually, like, all the Artikel make, I know they're open on that. And I think usually the kids tell them, because when we started with kids, for example, we had a girl, she wanted to write about spring, the season spring, and we didn't know, but she told us next week, well, I went to my grandma asking her what they usually did in spring, the tradition, and so she wrote this article, and I think they're just proud of sharing it, but no, we don't really ask them if they can do it. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have usage data on how much traffic the site gets?
Yes, I can show you that too. I just checked this today, and I was very surprised because they have a lot of traffic there.
Should I try something on your computer?
Yes.
Okay. It's in German, right? I'll attempt. I think
okay,
this is it.
Yeah. I'll let you do that. So they have an overview of how many contributors are on Wikipedia, and also on how active it has been during. Thank you.
Yeah.
During the last month. So. It should be here, yeah. You don't really see it, but
Command
so
command
it,
plus.
Yeah, that's true, but I'll just show it. So here it means users that are registered. So it's more than 1,600 people who have already worked on this project. And here it shows how many people did changes or worked on it during the last 30 days, and it's 22. So it's still active, as you
can
see.
So you
can
always track how many new articles were created.
Yes. We also put it here, as you can see here. You can always see how many articles there are. So there are 1,004 right now. Yes.
Wow. This is amazing. And I love the way the community seems very enthusiastic about it across,
mm-hmm.
like it's an intergenerational thing.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if there's uptake in the primary grades where the education is mostly in
Atikamek.
Atikamek, okay. Are they starting to use this as a source of text for the little kids?
That was actually our first goal. We never expected this to happen and to do conferences and giving interviews. I know from one teacher, because she's part of the project and she's using it, but we still, it's only in Manawan right now on the school, and we want all three communities. There are users from all community, but at school it's only in Manawan as far as I know, but I don't really know because I don't know all the teachers, but that's our main goal to really make them using it, because especially the animals, for example, you have many articles on the animals there, but yes, that's one of the main goals, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I see that there's some level of kind of standardization and kind of like a style guide for writing these articles. How receptive were people to, like, okay, well, we're all going to write it in this style?
In which side? What do you mean? Like the to code and everything?
Not necessarily to code, but
follow the Wikipedia rules.
Yeah, follow. Like, I mean, they got to make their own rules, but even establishing rules and saying we're all gonna follow them, like how did that go along?
Yeah, well, at the beginning it was at school, so
yeah.
they had a technical and a linguistic person on their hand. So for them it was except of when they didn't have a language expert at the beginning, but then for them it was good. But now for the community, it was easier than I thought. There are also elders who just like, oh, okay, where do I have to log in? And okay. And then you just show them and then they're just doing it.
I think my question was misunderstood a bit.
Okay.
No, because when I work with Western Creed.
Yes.
And when I'm like, oh, if I suggest, oh, let's do it all in this style, you know, let's write it like this, you know, I think that would be
convenient.
They'd be like, no, we won't standardize that. We're going to write it the way we want to.
Do you mean this, the orthography, the standard of the language?
Both the orthography, but also the way, but also the way the articles are written.
For the orthography, they are very free. Not only the dialect, also their, because all the clans, they have different way to pronounce, but also some different words, and they are free to use their language, because the government, like the government of this nation, they said that everybody is free to write however they want in their clan language, and so they can do that too. And so they are free in that. And for the everything with the interface and everything, they are open. They come to the workshops, and there they learn it. And we haven't have any problem so far. So they said, well, that's the style, and we tell them also, well, this is Wikipedia, and they have some rules, like the code and everything, and they follow it, because they know, okay, that's a Wikipedia project, so sure, this has to have a Wikipedia style.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? I have one. Sure.
So I don't know about Canadian language policy. So is it a possibility to use the language also in secondary school, or is it like a French only?
No, it is possible. You have to work with the government and to let them evaluate it. Yes, it's possible. But the Atikamek don't have money because it's very expensive to develop a school program. But since 2017, they finally have Atikamek lessons in the secondary school once or twice a week.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's already
a
good step, yeah. In the right direction, yes.
How did it work for the funding, like for the community? So you're saying that now they're all working on it, and but do they do that for free, or?
Yes, so the people are all doing this for free. I mean, like the language guardian who comes to the lessons, for example, he's employed by the community to do things like this. So, but
the administrators of the
all the users, they do it for free. That's like in the normal Wikipedia. We had financial support by Wikimedia Canada. But this was just to, like, when they are workshop and you have to go to another community to do the workshop, it's that, you know, that the expenses are, you get the, like, the hotel, the gas, you get it back from this funding. Yes, but this is only for things like this. It's not actually for your work on Wikipedia.
And how long did it take to translate all the Wikipedia?
It took them like half a year.
Half a year.
Yeah, but they worked very actively. Yes, so they sometimes they met each other, but most of the time, many times they did video conferences, and that was easier. And they did it 6 months and very, very much. And for a couple of hours, I was there sometimes too. So, because video conferences from Germany, that works. Yeah.
Is the interface in both of the dialects too?
No. No, but we have, they have like a standardized, like the orthography is also standardized. So there was all the time the person who works for the language, Atikamek Language Institute, and she knows all the variations of the dialects, but also of the clans, and she always tries to find something that fits with everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was interested in the way they come up with different words for, like you said, the change on Wikipedia computer. We have a huge challenge with ourselves too. And then you said there is a group of elders that will decide which word they would use, but looking at the, it's a description, like you said, the change, right? The word that you use for.
Mm-hmm. Click. Yeah.
Well, we kept doing that and kept doing that, and I said to myself, well, how do we put all this stuff in a sentence? We can't keep describing things forever. One day we're gonna. We have to use something. You lose the, I mean, it's easier to say change or
click,
yeah. Yeah, because you know, you have to put these things one day in a sentence.